Module 2, A New Vision, Your Parish Guide to the Journey of Faith. Session 1, A Brand New Way of Doing Faith Formation That's as Old as the Hills. Objective, use this session to uncover the Church's ancient secrets for forming folks in the faith, and then apply those principles to modern-day children. Quote, these children want to become Catholic, unquote. That's what the handwritten note on my desk said. The year was 1985, and I was just beginning my first job as a director of religious education. I knew how to teach Catholic kids about the Catholic faith, or so I thought, but the kids on the list weren't baptized and were not from Catholic families. They were students in our Catholic school, which was comprised predominantly of students who were not Catholic. I miraculously stumbled upon a little tan book, which was an early edition of what we now know as the Rite of Christian Initiation of Adults, the RCIA. This document and the people of St. Andrew the Apostle Parish, who were already doing the RCIA for adults, helped me to figure out what to do. Here are some of the main things I learned from that early experience at St. Andrew. First, welcome people as they are. Rejoice that their journey has brought them to us right now, in this time, and in this place. Second, it's about Jesus. Share your faith in Jesus. Tell your story and the Church's story of faith in Jesus Christ. Third, once the relationship with Jesus is there, then put part of deepening that faith is telling the Catholic story. Tell the Catholic story of what we believe as Catholic Christians. Fourth, the whole parish catechizes. It's not just the director's job, or the catechist's job, or the RCIA team's job. The parish catechizes by who they are, by what they do, and by how they worship. Lloyd, one of the elder catechists at St. Andrew's, was a church history buff. He taught me that although this new document called the Rite of Christian Initiation of Adults came out of the reforms of the Second Vatican Council, it was really an old way of doing things. A little bit of history. In the early church, small house churches took interested persons into their communities and showed the inquirers the Christian way of life. By the way, at St. Andrew's, adults and children who were quote-unquote inquiring about the faith met in Lloyd's home for the pre-catechumenate. Second, during the first 5 centuries, a more organized catechumenate was developed with formal steps and stages. In the Middle Ages, the catechumenate diminished because huge numbers of people were being baptized and infant baptism became the norm. During the 19th and 20th centuries, missionaries, especially in secularized France and in Africa, began to use the catechumenate again. In the 1960s, the Second Vatican Council called for a return to the use of the catechumenate for initiating new Christians. In 1966, the first edition of the revised catechumenate was written. Then, later editions were published. In 1986, the U.S. bishops approved the Rite of Christian Initiation of Adults and mandated that all dioceses in the United States use the RCIA by September 1, 1988. Within the RCIA, Part 2 is Chapter 1, Christian Initiation of Children Who Have Reached Catechetical Age. It's important to understand this history so as to understand that the Church hasn't dreamed up this new way of doing things. We are returning to our ancient roots because Catholics all over the centuries have found that this is the most effective way to initiate new members of all ages. What's new? What's new to us who are used to a quote-unquote teaching model is that we typically envision teaching as a classroom model. In a classroom model, the teachers teach and the students learn. In an RCIA conversion-based model, the community teaches by modeling a Christian way of life. A gradual and complete process. So, here's what the RCIA says about how we should initiate our new members to the Christian way of life. We show them gradually and completely through a series of steps and stages. You can find this outline of the steps and stages in the ritual text. Go to the RCIA paragraph 35 and turn the page. It's the paragraph, or it's in between paragraphs 35 and 36. Or you'll find this outline in exercise 1. Do that exercise next.